And it's time to talk sport now with Andre Leslie. Hi, Andre.
Good morning, Fran.
Andre, let's start with the AFL. There's a bit of news about two big name players at Richmond and Sydney.
Yeah, look,
I'm waiting.
Yeah, no, look, I won't start with Sydney. I'll start with Sean Grigg. He's hanging up the boots. Richmond Utility, 2017 Premiership winner. Pretty big name around the AFL. 13 seasons he's played in the top flight with 214 games. And he's been battling knee and hip issues and hasn't got on the pitch at all this season. And he informed his team yesterday, lots of tears and sadness to see the departure. Yeah, only 31 years old, so probably going a little early, and would like to have stayed around a bit longer, but his body's given up on him. Dean Rampey, this is the story that I was following yesterday afternoon. He's been fined $10,000 for comments that he directed at an umpire during the Friday night game for the Swans. I won't repeat them here, but $5,000 suspended as well. So he won't pay the full $10,000. And he was also fined for that incident climbing the goalpost.
Yeah.
You knew this was coming, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, well, you can't just keep on climbing goalposts, seemingly. It's been suspended, that fine as well, but obviously that means next time, you know, he does something wrong, those fines will kick in. But he did issue a public apology on Monday afternoon. Well, the AFL says that that's played a role in reducing the fines.
I never knew it was a thing, climbing goalposts. I never knew it was a thing not to do.
Well, maybe people just haven't tried it enough yet, but there was a fine put out there, even though I think Gil McLachlan said that he didn't have a big problem with it. I suppose the jury's still out a bit.
All right, and we could find out some more on the fate of Israel Folau today.
Yeah, speaking of jury, that code of conduct hearing obviously finished last week. The various media are reporting that the punishment in that hearing could come as early as today. He could get a suspension, he could get a fine, of course. That contract could be terminated. I always say, look at the Waratahs in all of this. They've lost 3 out of 4 games since he left proceedings, and they're not going well at all. Waratahs coach Darryl Gibson hasn't ruled him coming back, but we'll see what happens over the next 2 days on Izzy Folau.
Well, we heard about it in the news this morning. Australia's tennis stars have had some success overnight at the Italian Open.
That's right. Nick Kyrgios has grabbed most of the headlines, as he often does, this time starting the match with an underarm serve. So something different from Nick. He really disrupted Daniil Medvedev, his Russian opponent. He won in 3 sets, 6-3, 3-6, 6-3. This time it was the Russian slamming his racket, not Nick Kyrgios. So one for Nick Kyrgios fans there. Otherwise, Ash Barty had a win over Victoria Kuzmova in 3 sets. Karolina Pliskova defeated Ilya Tomljanovic, which was expected. Pliskova, world number 7. And the big one probably is Serena Williams has pulled out of the Italian Open a day before she was due to play her sister with a knee injury. French Open only 2 weeks away or a little over, so let's see whether she recovers on that.
Champion mare Winx has received a special honour at Randwick.
Yeah, she has. The Winx stand is set to be opened in October 2020, a 5,000-seat stand beside the racecourse. $25 million price tag, about as much as Winx won in prize money. Of course, Winx won 33 consecutive races, retired
just recently. I don't think Winx is paying for the grandstand.
No, probably not. Where do you get a wallet that big anyway? 20 of those race wins came at Randwick, so it's one of her happy hunting grounds, it should be said. But race organisers are also looking about how to fill the void left by Winx, and that'll be one of the keys, make the race day experience more attractive.
Yeah, which you can't have one all the time, or then it doesn't make it special when you do get a super horse. And just finally, one of the world's longest ultra marathons begins today in Central Australia.
Yeah, if you found it hard to get out of bed this morning, spare a thought for those who are set to run 522 kilometres as part of the track over the next 10 days. I had the honour of meeting some of these competitors last week, and they're an inspiring bunch.
Where are they running?
They're running from just outside Alice Springs to Uluru.
Oh, wow.
A pretty dusty, dry experience. They got to carry all their own food on their own backs, and they get a little bit of water along the way, as you'd hope. But as I say, a really inspiring bunch. Lots of overseas competitors, but Jamie Hilditch, a Brit from Bondi, is probably the man in with the best chance. He came fourth last year. We send them all our best wishes for the race.
Okay, I'll check the weather. It's pretty mild today, 24. They should get it done and pretty quickly because it's heating up. Andre, thank you very much.
Thank you.
ABC Sports presenter Andre Leslie. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 24 minutes to 8.